call to order the monthly meeting for the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on May 3rd, 2021 at 9:30 a.m. Do a roll call. Eric Freeze here. Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Bart Peterson.
Here.
Charles Bond.
Here.
Jennifer Fadley. Not here. Karen Whiteford.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
And Mark Harris.
Here.
Are you guys hearing the echo?
Yes.
Yes.
Is somebody using both their computer sound as well as a dial-in connection?
Cheryl, sure, we can't hear you.
No, Cheryl, you're muted.
Is that better?
Yes.
There we go.
Sorry.
All right. No worries. All right. Number three, do we have any declarations or conflicts of interest? All right. Hearing none, we go on to number four, discuss and amend the approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to entertain the meeting minutes from April.
This is Bart. I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes from April 5th, 2021.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from April 5th, 2021. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Abstain.
Okay. Hearing no oppositions. Man.
It was working there for a minute.
Yep. Hearing no oppositions. That motion has passed to approve the minutes. If we look at the review, the board meeting schedule, obviously, now we're better again. June 7th. WebEx, July, we do have schedules for in-person. Hopefully, Ray can attend that. Nobody has any issues with the next three months? Chuck, are you in Arizona then?
I will be in Chicago, and the 12th will probably be a question.
Okay.
For the draft.
Okay. So, if need be, we can have you call in, but everybody else is good for in-person in July? Yeah? Okay. All right. Number six, review, discussion, and possible action, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We obviously don't have any, which is beautiful. That's a wonderful thing. So I will move on to number seven, the consent agenda, and entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the consent agenda 7A, 7B as written.
This is Bart. I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
And Jennifer's out here, obviously.
Correct.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. Okay, number eight, review consideration of possible actions and applications for licensure. We have no initial reviews and no reinstatement or board reviews. This might be the fastest meeting in history. Number nine, review discussion of possible action rulemaking update. Ready, go, Karen.
Okay, I'm signing on to the legislature's website right now to see what's going on.
Okay. Nothing.
All right, so at the last meeting, I said I was going to hold off on sending in the proposed rulemaking. and the docket opening because there was a bill that was going to conflict with what we had in there for the military fee waiver. That bill still has not gone all the way through the process. I think maybe they're waiting for the budget to get approved. So I think what I need to do now is file the docket opening, and hopefully that bill will pass before I send in the proposed rulemaking. So I'll do that today, send in the docket opening.
Okay.
So that's where that stands.
Okay. Number 10, review, discussion, possible actions, board business, and reports. For the 400 trillionth time in a row, the open board meeting member position.
Okay, 10A, the open board member position. I have not heard anything since the last meeting. You called it, Eric.
Gosh!
So, then moving on to 10B, the 2021 bills to watch. I sent out some additional information yesterday, just in case you all wanted to read through some of these bills. The ones that I sent out are ones that have either been signed or are on the governor's desk right now. So, starting with the criminal conviction set-aside applicability, which is HB 2067. Let's see. So, that one has been signed by the governor. That's the one where the somebody who has been convicted of a crime can petition for a certificate of second chance, and if they receive that certificate, then we cannot hold that charge against them when they apply for a license. It does not apply to a dangerous offense, an offense for which the person is required or ordered by the court to register pursuant to Section 13-3821. An offense for which there's been a finding of sexual motivation pursuant to Section 13-118, and felony offenses in which the victim is a minor under 15 years of age. And the final one that I have highlighted in here, it says any offense in violation of Section 28-3473, any local ordinance relating to stopping, standing, or operation of a vehicle or Title 28. So I don't know why that one's in there, but it is. So that will be effective on the general effective date, which we don't know what that date is yet. HB 2128, that's just kind of stuck. I think that's waiting for the budget as well. That's the state licensing fee waiver, the military and veterans one. Then HB 2267, that is the professional licensure fee waiver reduction, where we have to reduce our fees until we get our fund down to a certain amount. So we'll see what happens with that. HB 2433, cash payments, acceptance, I think that kind of just fizzled out. It wouldn't have really affected us anyway because we already accept cash. HB 2454, telehealth, healthcare providers requirements. I sent this one out. Well, I thought I sent this one out to you. This is on the governor's desk. It allows telehealth practice and also allows people to register from other states to practice via telehealth in this state. They cannot, if they're registered with us and not licensed, they cannot physically practice in Arizona. And there are some other reasons that they might not want to register. They can have up to 10 telehealth visits before they have to register. So when that one goes through at the next meeting, I'll cover all of that. But that's going to be a great deal of work for our staff, handling all those registrations. HB 2787, Occupational Regulation Good Character Definition. I sent this one out to you. It was signed by the governor. It clarifies what moral turpitude means. Let's see what else is in there. It gives us, if they petition to find out if their criminal history would affect their ability to obtain a license, it adds that we have authorization to pull their criminal history report. And then if the board denies the person if they deny their license because of their criminal history, then there are certain limitations for the reasons why they deny that license. So it has to directly relate to the duties and responsibilities of the occupation, except for those involving moral turpitude. So it's very similar to what we had in place already. All right, let's see. SB 1149, Occupational and Professional Licensure Notice. That's been signed by the governor. And we already went over that. SB 1169, Athletic Trainers Dry Needling. I need to take that off because that was not pursued. SB 1284, Occupational Licensure Fingerprinting. That is on the governor's desk. This bill addresses several boards. Let's see. For the majority, I think it's podiatry, but athletic training is on there as well. And I sent this to all of you. This changes it so that we will no longer accept fingerprints for the purpose of running a criminal background check. They will have to always have a valid fingerprint clearance card on file, both at initial and renewal time.
Karen, does that have to be an IVP card?
It's not specified.
Okay.
Let's see what else. They have to change their name, address, or email address within 30 days of any change. It changes it so that we send a reminder, a renewal reminder, rather than an application. It gives the board the ability to issue a non-disciplinary order requiring the licensee to complete a prescribed number of hours of continuing education. So it does not have to be a disciplinary action to order continuing education once this goes into effect. So those are the big points of that bill. Let's see. So that one was signed by the governor. It will go through. It'll be effective on the general effective date. The one question I have, and this might be something that Mr. Harris can address, going back to 10B6, HB 2454, telehealth. At the end of that, it says that there's an emergency clause, which requires 2/3 vote, but does that also mean that that goes into effect immediately?
It does.
And that will be problematic, but we'll get through it. I can hear the phone ringing now, especially on the occupational therapy side. Okay, so moving on to 10C, unless anybody has any questions about those bills.
Karen, you skipped HB 2319.
Oh, okay. That's because I took it off of my report that I run, because that does not apply to health profession.
Okay.
Thank you, Amber, for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Okay, 10C Executive Director's Report. Number one, the financial report. I met with someone at CSB, and we went through all of our projections, and there were some expenses in there that projected expenses in there that did not belong in there. So now we have more money remaining at the end of the fiscal year than I had anticipated. So, you know, because we will continue to work from home at least probably 2 days a week, then we'll invest in technology to make that better for us. Let's see. Then 10C2, review of recent board staff activities. We're still working from home for the most part, but Amber came in a couple days last week. I was there 3 days last week, so we're getting there. 10C3, statistics. We've gone up a little bit in our number of licensees, which is good because we were trending down for a little while. We have 863 licensees, one active consent agreement with no items due, and two open investigations. And 10D, administrative project status, policies and procedures. We continue to work on those, and Amber and Vicki are starting to help me with that project. Because who better to write the procedures for what they do than them?
Exactly. Yeah.
And then item 10D2, CE broker implementation. I have not worked on that.
Okay. All right. Future agenda items for anyone other than me? Hey. Open board member seat. Thank you. We do have, I noticed, one public, so Mr. Messman, if you would like to say anything, this would be the time.
Are we on item 12 now?
We are on 12. Call to the public.
None at this time. Just thank you all for what you do.
Thanks, Dave. All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So Cheryl,
that was Bart.
Bart did the motion.
Bart motioned. Cheryl seconded. It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 9:48 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Friese.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Harris,
and
for joining
the time?
Us again.
Can I have the time, please?
9:48 a.m.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicely done, sir.